You know, I've been a fan of my team since I was a little child, and it hurts my heart to watch them week after week get out there and lose. And we don't just lose, we get crushed. I don't think I can take much more of this. It was NFL Sunday, a special day for fans, chilling, huh, a cold beer in your hand, earlier than you used to, Jags and Colts in London, where they eat beans on toast. Jacksonville dominated with an even attack, Colts fans wishing they could have Peyton back, cause that dude Andrew Luck sucks worse than Tevin. Jacksonville won the game 30-27. The Browns took a road trip to D.C. It was supposed to be the return of RG3, but Robert Griffin didn't play cause he took a big hit. Showed the hurt he could barely hug on his white chick. Washington put it down, the Browns got destroyed. Cleveland's whack coach will soon be unemployed, cause the Browns get whipped so much as a team, they belong on the first floor of the Black Museum. Hey Cleveland,
hey Cleveland, hey Cleveland,
Sunday your ass got crushed.
Hey Cleveland, yeah, hey Cleveland,
every week you get crushed.
Cleveland,
Sunday your ass got crushed.
Hey Cleveland, hey Cleveland,
every week you get crushed. Last year Carolina's in the Super Bowl, this year Carolina's in the toilet bowl. Since Cam said all lives matter, every week the Panthers get bruised and battered. Atlanta knocked Cam out and got the victory over Carolina 48-33. Buffalo beat the Patriots and fans went crazy, but let the Bills try that ish when they get back Brady. Detroit lost 17-14 to the Bears, and Silver Wilkes is the only one who cares. Dallas beat the 49ers by not a whole lot. I hate Dallas, but I like that brother Dak Prescott. And Houston looks like they might get hot. They beat Tennessee, and without J.J. Watt. Seattle beat the Jets, Seahawks looking strong, but the Jets look thinner than Bishop Eddie Long. Last year, the Buccaneers fired Lovie Smith, and with a brand new coach, they still get whipped. 27-7, Denver served them up on a plate. Tampa Bay was like Trump at the first debate. Hey, Tampa.